Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. And I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. We've actually got all these good-looking gentlemen here in my studio. And, of course, my husband is not here. So what are the coincidences of that? So anyways, I do want to welcome Tom Spence. Everybody knows Spence.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing? Sean Stern. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great this
morning.
Good.
And when is your next doppelganger?
Actually, this Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th.
There you go. I love it. All right. And where is it going to be, just so everybody knows?
12th is Saturday is going to be Bank of Books.
Okay, in Malibu.
At 2 p.m. in Malibu.
Okay,
and
perfect.
On the 13th, Sunday is going to be the Calabasas Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
At noon.
Okay, very good. All right. And gosh, we have a full studio. Our first guest is Doug Ridley, and we actually go back, way back, but not because I needed his services, thank God, right?
Absolutely not. I don't know what you're talking about at all, Kim.
Exactly.
We have absolute privilege on that subject.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyways, we're going to find out a little bit more about Doug, but he's actually here to talk about something that's really going to be fun, and is the Moor Park Beer Festival. And that is Saturday, today too, right?
Yes, that would be, I guess, tonight, wouldn't
that's
it, Kim?
That's right. Yeah. So are you all ready?
Absolutely. No question about it. Ready to go.
Okay.
Ready to go.
All right. We're going to find out where and how we can get tickets and where to go for that. There's nothing better than having a nice cold beer at a beer festival.
Saving the world one beer at a time, Kim.
I like it. I like your philosophy. All right. And then, of course, we will be talking with Al. And Al is from Surfaces USA, which is right here in Oxnard. And Al Cortez, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, Kim. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah.
Had to get up here early in the morning,
but I know.
Here I am.
Well, thank you for joining us. And we're going to find out about the largest natural stone and wholesaler in the Ventura County, correct?
That's correct. Surfaces USA has been in Ventura County, I would say, for about 10 years. And, yeah, we're one of the biggest. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, but also for the whole month of October and even – well, today's your grand reopening, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that and get all of my listeners over there because you guys are, doing 30% off?
That's correct, Kim. What we've done is we took our regular prices and we slashed them down to 30%, which gives you the trade.
You guys were already really low to begin with. I'm telling you. I shopped it.
Absolutely. We're wholesalers. So to get 30% at retail, well, it's no big deal. But when you're a wholesaler, 30%, it's a big deal.
There you go. I'm excited to hear more about that. And, of course, my friend Ed Summers, he is the Ventura Chamber of Commerce president. And I'm so glad I got you before your vacation because you guys are almost off here. Where are you going?
Well, Kim, I'm surprised you're not coming with us.
I'm right there.
This year's chamber trip is 8 days in Tuscany, drinking wine, cooking lessons, right up your alley.
Oh, I feel bad for you. Yeah, really. Oh, my God. Well, I'm so excited to hear about that when you come back. But tell us a little bit about, you've got so many things going on. And for anybody that doesn't know about the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, one, we have them in everywhere, but I'm a little passionate about the Ventura one.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that passion. It's a great organization. We are very active right now. Two events that you've been talking about and we're going to share today is our business expo with 65 local businesses displaying their business services and merchandise. And this will be October 24th at the Four Points Sheraton. And then our big event is the Ventura The Taste.
The Taste.
And that is exciting. And I know you and your show have been gracious sponsors for that. And we're going to have local restaurants, 40 of our local restaurants and wineries providing samples of their cuisine and their beverages. And it'll be open November 7th at the Pierpont Inn.
Ooh, all right. Well, we've got some really good things here today. And again, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love to hear from you. If you have anything in the 805 that you want to spread the word about, let us know, because I'd love to shout it out for you. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We have a great show, a whole different guest coming on. And so that's right here on AM 1590 KVTA. All right. So, well, let's go back to Doug. And Doug, the Beer Fest, it's later on today. And tell us a little bit about it and who does it help?
Who does it help? Well, the Beer Festival is later today. We're getting everything ready over at the fields at Moorpark College. Booths are going up, and we have 35 beer vendors, 100 different beers. And this is the 4th year that we've done this event. And it is a fundraiser for the Moorpark Morning Rotary Club. And last year, we were able to give $25,000 back out in grants to different nonprofits in our community. So even though I joked before about saving the world one beer at a time, it's pretty nice to be able to help out all these nonprofits, both in our local community as well as international. And Rotary does a lot of international efforts as well as the stuff that affects our direct community.
Wow. So who are some of those vendors? Do you have a list in front of you?
I'm sure.
Or did I put you on the spot here?
No. Okay. Oh, Kim, believe me. You can ask me any question you like, and I will have an answer to it.
Yeah, and let me tell you why. What do you do, Doug?
Well, I am a criminal defense attorney when I'm not saving the world with beer.
Yeah, and doesn't that go to hand in hand? So, it's like you drink, then you need to call Doug, right? I don't know. No, just kidding.
And I'll tell you, it was difficult to figure out how to tastefully be involved with this event.
I was going to say.
I've been a member of this Rotary Club since its inception, and for the first couple years we did this event, I was involved on the committee level, but not as a sponsor, not in any sort of public way. But last year, what we decided to do, and we're doing it again this year, is we partnered up with American Limousine, and we are giving free rides home to anyone who didn't plan in advance.
And you know what, Doug, all my listeners out there, I really want to stress, I've got 4 children, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. We all need to take our responsibility in our life and in our legal weapon of driving, but it doesn't mean we can't go have fun. And I love that. That's really a spin on a positive approach.
They're even giving away prizes for people who register as designated drivers when they come in as well. So we want to have fun, and beer festival is a very popular thing. But if it's not done carefully and tastefully, we could end up having horrible consequences from it. So the combination of the limo rides that my office is providing, combined with a few of the other things that we're doing there at the event, we're hoping to really encourage people to do it safely. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be a ridiculous amount of fun. We'll have between 2,000 and 3,000 people on site for this event.
I can't wait. Yeah, it sounds amazing. So who are some of your vendors?
Well, we've got some pretty amazing vendors. One of the ones I'm really excited about is Annegren Brewing Company. They're actually a Moorpark Brewing Company, which seems kind of strange for such a small city to have people right there in town. But we've got everyone from Carl Strauss. We've got Twisted Tea coming. We've got Samuel Adams coming. We've got Angel City Brewery, Barrel House 101. We've got basically anyone who's anyone in the brewing industry, plus a lot of smaller brew clubs. And then we've got gourmet food out there as well. Custom Melt, that's a Moorpark business.
They're one of our sponsors too.
Yeah, they're just absolutely fantastic guys who own that. And so it's going to be a really wonderful time. And the new venue at Moorpark College allows us to have a lot more space. It's been a great problem to have the last 3 years to be so crowded that people are brushing shoulder to shoulder. But this year we're going to be out in a larger field, and so it'll have a more open feel this year.
Doug, what time does the festival start?
It starts at 5 o'clock, and we go from 5 o'clock to 9:30. The last pours actually happen at 8:30. So we encourage people to get there early, and it's on the athletic fields at Moorpark College.
So now this is the fourth annual one, correct?
Yes.
So has it just been growing and growing and growing?
Yeah. You know, I remember when we were sitting around in meetings the first year, and the crazy projection of maybe having 300 people there. And we were all thinking that, you know, if we had just a little over 100, we'd be all right.
Not funny how that starts, like, and then just starts cultivating.
Every year we've sold out and exceeded our expectations, it seems like, by almost double. So this year, to be able to have 3,000 people at the event, it's just going to keep growing.
So now, do you have attractions there? Like, besides the vendors, is there...
No attractions. I mean, Kim, you know, we had talked about putting you out there in a dunk tank.
Hey,
but,
wait a minute. I like that. But no,
nothing in the way of attractions. The attractions will be the beer and the food and, of course, the free limo rides home provided by the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley.
There you go. That's enough attraction right there. Right. And here's a question. You know, why is it, I mean, obviously after 4 years, this has been so eventful and also profitable to give back. So, you know, who are all the people that are involved in this?
Well, Lily Canterbury is our committee chair. She's the person who has been pouring her heart and soul into this, running it and steering the ship the last, since our first starting point. Our Rotary Club, it has about 30 folks in it. This year, our president is Jim Rollin. And we've got a bunch of people who serve on that committee. Eric Giffen, who has done a lot of very successful events in our area, also is one of our coordinators for the event. Eric was responsible for, he's been responsible for a lot of events in Moore Park and around the community for the last several years. But, you know, it's gone so far beyond our little town of Moore Park at this point. We have people all over the state that come in and from vendors and I run into people all the time who are excited to come. So
I love it. So let's kind of follow back. And if for any reason that you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got all these handsome men in here. And we're talking right now with Doug Ridley. And we're talking about the fourth annual Moore Park Beer Festival. That is this evening. And that is 5 to 9:30 over at Moore Park College. And it's put on by the Rotary Club. And you know, I mean, can't say anything better than that. You just need to get your tickets and get over there. You can also go to www.moreparkbeerfestival.com and get tickets there, correct?
Yeah, you can. Although my advice for anybody who doesn't have their tickets yet, who's listening, who wants to go, you don't have a whole lot more time today to get that done. So what you might want to do is get over to the festival a little early. You know, it starts at 5.
Right?
I would maybe get over there 4 or 4:30 because we do sell out on this event, and I'd hate for somebody to roll up a little bit after 5 and get turned away. So
there you go.
Make sure you get on this as soon as you can today and get there a little early if you don't have your tickets yet.
All right. Doug, tell us a couple minutes about your practice and what you do.
Sure. Well, I'm a criminal defense attorney during the day when we're not dealing with beer festival. And I really, really enjoy what I do. My practice is focused on criminal defense. I started out my career as a DA in the Ventura County DA's office, worked the first 5 years there, and I've been in private practice ever since. I work with people who do low-level knucklehead stuff, like drink a little bit too much and drive. You know, they have their kids that get themselves into trouble, all the way up to serious cases. So I really have a fun time doing what I do, even though it's a pretty serious sort of thing.
Doug, why did you choose that? I mean, that, you know, you are so kind of, I see you as really laid back, which I love, that you're really personable and people could really approach you. But it's such a serious topic. With you know, if God forbid your kids get in trouble or your family gets in trouble, you know, how did you get into that?
Well, you've never really seen me with my game face on,
oh,
Kim.
You've
never really made me angry.
Okay.
And so, you know, the ears kind of turn red, and I start talking quite a bit faster and start pounding tables. But, you know, actually, I enjoy the fact that I can have a more calm demeanor, because the people who call me are dealing with some of the worst stuff that they've ever dealt with in their entire life. Either they've been arrested, a family member's been arrested, and most of the people who call me are not horrible, awful career criminals. They're good people like our close friends who end up getting themselves into a little trouble, making a little, you know, a bad choice here and there. You know, yeah, there's some more serious stuff that I deal with as well. But more often than not, bringing that sense of calm and that sense of peace to people who are really facing some serious trouble, I think is the best part about what I do.
All right. Well, I look forward to learning more about you and what you do. Again, get your tickets right now to the 4th annual Moore Park Beer Festival. That is this evening, 5 to 9:30, and that is over at Moore Park College. Got great times ahead. Lots of vendors, lots of food. And you know what we're going to do right now? In fact, let's give a Custom Melt a gift certificate away. They're right over where we're talking. And that's 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And we will take caller number 7 for Custom Melt, located right there in Moore Park. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us because we'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Got a single stem rose. My baby's dressed up, she's raring to go. I got a Jones on the moon of a jukebox.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers, 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, talking about the brighter side of the 805, and that's what we do here every Saturday from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3 with completely different shows. And if for any reason you miss any part of our show, you can always go to kimpaganoshow.com and download it there. It's also on iTunes, and you know, if you're on Facebook, like us. That's where you see what's going on in the 805, and you find out all the great offers that we have out there. Our next guest is Al Cortez, and he is in the studio too. And he is talking about Surfaces USA. In fact, Al, welcome. And how long have you been with Surfaces?
Thank you, Kim. Kim, I've been with Surfaces USA for about 8.5 years.
That's it, huh? Not very long.
That's it. Yeah,
they must be treating you very good over there, huh?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a good learning experience, and I've grown with the company as well. I just branched out to different departments, and personally, I've done a lot of things. It's a warehouse of home improvement. To us guys, it's like going into a candy store. When I first started there, I just owned a home. Now I own four homes. You know, we
really?
Just go nuts in there, just buying stuff and fixing homes, and it's been great. It's been a good experience.
I love it. You know, you say for guys that it's a candy store. For women, too, trust me, we're all about making our houses look beautiful, our businesses, and you guys have everything.
You know, Kim, that's a funny thing that you bring that up. For many years, tile, I remember there used to be places where you go and just select drapes, and then another place where you can go look at wallpaper. Who goes looks at wallpaper nowadays? But you threw the rock, the granite element in it, you got the guys running in there, oh, let's go look at rocks. So, you know, that's the thing now. You got the guys involved, and it's a whole family thing nowadays, the remodel. Home.
Yeah, well, actually, and today you have your grand reopening, correct?
That's correct. We went through some remodeling stages. We're always constantly trying to see how we can better ourselves and better our service to our customer. And we decided to remodel the showroom, just giving more of a display that showcases the material, not so much the store. So it was more of a display. We remodeled the whole showroom. We have a total of 47,000 square foot place. You've been there, Kim.
Yeah, not,
and the place
is
huge.
It's huge. And I have to tell you, they've got every selection, but not only every selection, but they actually have it in stock.
Yeah, you know, that's the other advantage that we have. We have the material in stock, and very few people do that. Nowadays, in today's market, it's a huge commitment to commit to stock. You know, if you're in the business world, you understand you have $1 million. It sits for a month, then you're losing money. If it sits for 2 months, 3 months, then you're crazy. But I guess my boss is a little crazy. He decided to invest a lot of money, and it's all in stock, and it sits there. But at the same time, it's there for the customer. So we're really trying to be ahead of competition.
You know, Al, that sounds fantastic, but once I get to the store and I get caught up in all these ideas, I often don't know what I'm going to do or how to actually do it. Are there people who can help you and give you that advice?
I'm glad that you said that. Part of us growing, one of the things that we just recently did, we brought in an in-house designer. Now, we've been designers ourselves through our experience of material, but this time we hired a designer that works for us now, and it's to help people like you.
So also, we need to tell our listeners, so the whole month of, actually until November 2nd, right, you have 30% off, right? That's huge.
That's huge. Now, let's put this in perspective. If you're retail and you have 30%, 40%, even 50%, you're still retail. There's huge markups in retail. When you're a wholesaler, you're already working with low and bottom margins. When you add 30% to that, it really gives you a rock bottom, great price. You're going to get pricing that contractors and designers get. So it's a fantastic time to do something. We're trying to create a buzz during the time that construction and home improvement, typically by nature in November, December, is kind of down. So we're trying to encourage people to take advantage of it.
I love it. Now, what is the hottest trend right now? I mean, talk to us about that. What are people buying?
Well, there is new trends, and it's funny how we call in trends when it's just material that does a full circle.
Isn't that funny?
That's
yeah.
Funny. We're sitting here talking about maybe like, for instance, white marbles, Calcutta, that stuff that comes from Italy. That's the latest trend, but yet it's just a full circle. 20 years ago, it was the hottest thing also. So
I love when things turn around full circle.
Yeah,
it's like my mom used to like
circle.
That, and now we do. So, you know,
right? Absolutely. The twist to this, though, they're using that material and in a more of a modern contemporary style, where before it used to be more for a Victorian look. So it's funny how they use material that used to be used for a different style, now converting it into a new style. I mean, go figure, but that's how it works.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Al Cortez, and we're talking about Surfaces USA. They're located right here in Oxnard at 380 South Lombard Street. And they are having this huge sale and also a re-grand opening today. So definitely take your family over there because it really is a family thing, right? You just said
Absolutely.
Guys as well as girls, you know, the whole family.
They take kids. Kids run down our slab yard, and they're just amazed at the different colors and the different movement that slab give you. It's just
it's kind of like a museum.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I've had different customers. I have to tell you a little story of one customer. He walked in, and I think they're called landmen. I think that's what they're called, their profession. They pretty much test soils out in the fields and whatnot. Anyways, he went in and then to look for a slab of granite for his countertop. He looked at this one slab, and without going too much and making this a long story, he looked at a slab and he loved it. The movement, just the style of this granite rock, he loved it so much. Instead of going on his countertop, he decided to hire us to hang it on a wall. So it's picture framed on a wall.
Oh, I love that. Did you have a, no? Now, okay, I have a question. Oh, go ahead.
Al, I was going to say with 47,000 square feet, what sort of exotic or unusual materials will they find?
Oh, good question.
That's a very good question. I think what's happening now, it's like I said, there's a big buzz with natural stones right now, and people are going in now asking for more exotic stones. But there is. We decided to clear out, I would say maybe about 10,000 square foot of our lot to just add nothing but exotic stones. And the majority of the exotic stones come from Brazil and India and Italy. And that's where you're going to get your most exotic stones. You know, never forget, it's a natural rock. And natural stones only, it's like a plant. Only certain plants grow in certain parts of the world. No different with the stone. They get created in certain mountains under certain pressures and all that. Without getting too technical, the end result, it's a beautiful rock, one of a kind, that you won't see anywhere else.
Now, are the colors going to be unusual, or the polishes, or the grains? What sort of makes these sort of different, how they differentiate from the others?
That's another factor that came into play. Touch a little bit on the textures and finishes. For many years, people, if you wanted a rustic look in your home, you would have just everything rustic, with travertine being a rustic stone, and just the textures on your walls. You can create texture on your wall, but yet your counter was always polished.
And that's smooth,
correct. That's all we had. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, no, there's finishes, leathering, brushing, acid wash. There's just so many different ways of now getting a countertop that it really just gives it helps you tie in whatever design or decor you're working with.
Now, am I going to be able to do this myself, Al, or am I going to have to rely on a contractor and get, you know, once I've picked it, am I going to be able to see
good
it through?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. We provide the service of installing the countertops. That's something we provide. Also, a lot of contractors, they're welcome to just purchase the material, and then you can hire a contractor that can install it. So we will work with however your project is being handled. Most people, if they have a big project and the counters is part of their project, they usually have a contractor, and you can come in with your contractor and pick out the material. However, there's also projects where people say, look, our kitchen is fine, we just need new counters, and that's usually how we help them out.
And now, is there any tips that you can help my listeners, since, you know, you've been in there for 8.5 years, okay, and I'm sure you've seen the husbands, the wives, when people can't, you know, make up their mind. And is there any tips, you know, I mean, the thing that I've learned, because I do a little bit of decorating, we do have a construction company, and I was really happy with all the help that was there, is you kind of want your surface to match your floor. Is that kind of a tip, or is that just something that is a preference?
No, you know, I seen it. You know, things that I used to think it really didn't work out, I end up seeing the end results, and they end up working out. Nowadays, with the word traditional, you just have traditional, contemporary, traditional, you know, add another style to it. You know, nowadays, more than ever before, people are doing more things towards their style, creating their own look, their own style. And you know, it's happening now more than ever. I'll give you an example. I purchased glass tile and I laid glass tile on the floor to create my own mosaic.
Glass tile's
so
really pretty.
No one in their right mind should put glass tile on your floor from a mosaic, but I did it anyways. Nowadays people are doing their own thing. So when you come into Surfaces USA and you have an idea, come in with your ideas, but also come in with an open mind.
Good point.
Because there's so much out there. Sometimes you think you know and you've seen it all, and yet you're introduced to another product. And just come in with an open mind, and you never know. You end up getting maybe something you weren't expecting, but it ends up being a great laid out bathroom, kitchen, whatever you're working at.
So now, do your designers go out to their homes or their businesses?
Yeah, we'll go out to your home, your business, anywhere you need our service, and you get up to an hour absolutely free with no commitment.
Perfect. Okay, give out the location again, and 30% off, everybody out there. This is like
30 off of wholesale.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Your owner is a little crazy,
yeah,
but I think that's
nuts.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So give out the address again, Al.
That's 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard, California. That's in the industrial area. I guess if I can kind of give you an idea, it's off of the 101 freeway. You can get off on Rice, whether you come in north or south, and you go towards the beach. I believe that's south. And then you get off, you make a right on Sturgis, left-hand side. That's Lombard Street, very last street, second building, left-hand side. Huge building. That's 380 South Lombard. You can
Give out the website too, because you guys have a great
surfacesusa.com.
There you go.
It's simple to do, and you can call us at 805-604-1568.
All right. Again, their phone number is 805-604-1568. That's Surfaces USA. Go there, get your all your home improvements started for the rest of the year. Right now, it's a great deal. If you're thinking about it, don't sit on the fence. Go there, 30% off.
We'll be there. You can ask for Al. I'll be more than happy to help you. That's from 9 to 4. I'll be there.
And you got it. And also, again, today, grand opening. All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Ed Summers. We're going to talk about all the – we're just talking about events all over the 805 here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out two gift certificates to the Soup Plantation. And great healthy food. They've really turned things around as far as everything there is healthy. Great soups, pasta, salad. It's all good. And there's one right here in Simi Valley and Camarillo. So definitely what we're going to do is take caller number 4 at 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. That's caller number 4 for 2 gift certificates to Soup Plantation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all those calls. And we are giving away stuff on every one of our breaks right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've had a full show and a full studio. And gosh, let's see, we've talked with Doug Wrigley, and we talked about the Beer Fest, which is later on this afternoon from 5 to 9:30. Definitely get your tickets. And then we talked to Al Cortez and from Surfaces USA, 30% off. If you are thinking about doing any kind of improvement on your home or your business, get over there and get yourself, you know, hooked up with all their designers and all their people that can help you pick out your best choices. All right. And my next guest is Ed Summers. And Ed, you know, Ed and I, he was on my old show. He's on my new show. I always am touching base and seeing where you're at and what you're doing. And you've got great things happening.
Oh, there always are, Kim. And it's a lot of fun to see you. I know we often run into each other out at a community event. And really during the break, we were all talking about Doug and I are both members of our local Rotaries and the openings of some good stores. There's a lot happening now in our community that
there
is really,
really
is. Worth noting.
We're not going to talk about that he's leaving on this amazing trip. We're going to find out a little bit about that because, gosh, I didn't get my invitation.
Yeah, now, Kim, you're on the chamber mailing list, and this
I
is
know.
A chamber trip.
Gosh,
so
you know, what an amazing trip.
8 days tasting wine and learning to cook in Tuscany.
Oh, my God. That would be like my – I mean, wow. Okay, wow. What do we have going on while you're going to be gone?
Locally,
let's just talk about that.
Still a lot of fun.
Okay.
Two of our big events, and we have several events during the year, but it seems the last 3 months our signature events really come together. And the first is our semi-annual business expo. And we theme this one, of course, for Halloween, Haunting at the Harbor. It's at the Four Point Sheraton in Ventura Harbor. 65 local businesses are exhibitors. You can learn about business services, accounting services. Our green businesses have their own section to learn about really how do you do sustainability and save energy and recycling. 5 local restaurants, a lot of fun. We have raffle prizes, and I have to say a good friend of yours here in the mornings weekdays, Tom won the grand prize drawing a couple years ago, a 55-inch TV.
Oh, yeah, I heard all about that. That's cool. The last time I was there, I actually won a huge, it's so funny, I go, okay, I want everything but chocolate. But I'm like walking around, Kim Pagano, come over here. I got probably the biggest chocolate basket you could ever imagine.
You know, Kim, I have to imagine there would have been at least a dozen people to trade with.
I know. I'm telling you. Well, I don't know. Tom, would you have traded your TV?
No, and that was funny. I had no idea when they called me in. I thought I won a big basket of chocolate. And they said, here's your prize. And it's like, hello.
How cool
is
that?
Just in time for the Stanley Cup playoffs,
too.
Oh,
my God. I love it. So what are they giving
away
this
year? You know, Tom, you never see him that excited, but I was very impressed.
Let me tell you, I wish I would have been there to see that.
How many tickets did I have?
I think you did one.
One ticket. Did somebody give it to you?
The magic one was handed to me.
Oh, yes. That's so even
here.
The best one.
You come in, you get a ticket, and I can't tell you this year, Kim. It has to be a surprise. We want you to come to the expo and find out. It's only $10 for admission, and it's a great day of sampling a lot of local restaurants, seeing all of our local businesses and prizes, and a lot of fun. And we also, because of the Halloween theme, we have costumes, we have booth decorations. It really is unbelievable.
Yeah,
I
you
walk
actually
in and
call
just think,
it,
wow.
What, Haunting at the Harbor,
Haunting at the
right?
Harbor.
Okay. So for anybody that's just joining us right now, we're talking with Ed Summers. He is the president of the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Business Tabletop Expo, and that is Haunting at the Harbor Thursday, October 24th, 4:30 to 7:30. Yes, Doug?
So if, you know, if I had a business like an awesome law office or something like that, and
like
I wanted to have a booth
okay,
at the expo,
yeah.
Is it too late to get involved in that, or can I potentially contact the chamber and get involved?
Well, Doug, unfortunately, we're sold out this year for our booths, but next year, we will give you an early call. I'll make you a deal. How about a law beer tasting booth?
Oh.
Now, that might be something worth a lot of fun. But we do have a lot of fun. We're completely sold out. And these businesses have a great opportunity because I would say we easily have 300 community members pass through the exhibition during the 4:30 to 7:30 hours. So it's a great way to get some exposure and meet people.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you know what I do? I actually have Ed was generous enough to give me a couple general admissions. And so I'm going to do two sets of giveaways right now. And so if you are, you know, Doug, there you go. You have a business. You can still go and meet all the people that you're going to do business with, right?
No one says you can't have a pocket full of business cards.
There you go. I love it. It really is a win-win. Great people out there. It's a mixer. It's an expo. I'm going to take a caller number 4 and 5, and that is for two tickets, to the general admission, and that is October 24th, 4:30 to 7:30.
Four Point Sheridan. We have some great sponsors as well who always help us. The Four Point Sheridan, of course, Harrison, Bank of America, KVTA Gold Coast is a great sponsor. And this year some new sponsors, Ventura Community Bank, one of our new banks, is coming in. So it's just a great way to get yourself seen, meet a lot of businesses, and have a lot of fun.
Right. You know what? I want to ask you a question. What do you, you know, when somebody is thinking about joining the chamber, what do they get for that? I mean, I know that you guys do so much for your people that join it, correct?
We really do. And different businesses. The chamber is a very multifaceted organization, as they are in every community. It depends on what your business is really focused on. These events Our mixes every month, a social activity. Our connection breakfasts give you a good opportunity to be involved and network with other potential customers, get your business known. Our larger customers really do focus more on what we do in economic development and the public policy side. We had a great meeting this morning with our government affairs committee. We had all the representatives from our local officials, Hannibeth Jackson, Doss Williams, Julia Brownlee's office, as well as local council members and our supervisor, Steve Bennett's office. And we talked about policies that impact business and what is working and what is not working in the legislative process to help your business grow. So for the local Main Street business, we have our networking, and they, of course, need a positive business environment as well. For our larger companies, of course, they're more interested in what's happening in Sacramento and City Hall, and we really help to bring them involved.
I like it. I like it a lot. You know, let's move on to your next one, okay? And this one is November 7th. This is a big one and a tasty one at that,
it's
right?
It's a big one, and I'll be home for this.
Oh, okay,
I
good.
Did not want
yeah,
to,
yeah, of course, you win on all those. Okay, yeah. I get it.
So we're home in time, and this is going to be our taste event, and there are 40 local businesses that will be providing samples of their menu items that you can taste and enjoy. We have cooking demonstrations. We have local wineries and our breweries that are providing samples as well. We're missing a limousine service, though, Doug. We may want to talk to you later.
Ooh, yeah, there
but
you go.
But it's just a lot of fun. And with the demonstrations, live entertainment. Last year we had a singer who did a Frank Sinatra
he
retro
was awesome.
Presentation.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's a lot of fun. And this event, general admission tickets are $50 a person. Chamber members, of course, get a discount of $35 a person. And this event sells out. And we really did reach capacity last year. So you know, you ought to say, well, we're sold out, but you know, you can squeeze two or three more in. We were beyond the squeeze point. So
yeah, it was
get tickets full. Early.
It was packed. And I'd have to tell you, the food was amazing. It was amazing. I do want to tell everybody, it's called The Taste. It's Thursday, November 7th, and it's 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Pierpont Inn. And I actually have a couple tickets to give away, I know.
I wasn't looking if you got a hold of those tickets.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to give away two tickets to that, too. And what I'm going to do with that, though, I'm going to do it on Facebook. So you need to come and like the Kim Pagano Show, share it, and then you'll be entered to win those two tickets. So that is on the Kim Pagano Show. Like it on Facebook, and then share it, and then you'll be entered to win these two tickets. It's so much fun.
I noticed Sean's already opened his laptop.
I know. So, he's already, definitely. So, all right. And who are some of the people that are going to be at this one?
Oh, this is great. A lot of our restaurants. Watermark is represented. Cafe Zach was there last year, and we're working with them. We have some great hotels. The chefs from the Crown Plaza, the Marriott participate. Some of our local wineries and surf brewery are going to be there. Really 40 different restaurants, so it's a wide array of what we have in Ventura. Confectioners, bakeries, you name it, and if they're in Ventura, they're there.
So it sounds like from this show that the Rotary Club and the Chamber of Commerce is just trying to feed us and get us drunk.
I love it. I'm all over it, aren't you?
The way we look at it is we are providing an introduction to some of our fine restaurants.
That sounds good. And then we make our houses look good. It's all good the Kim Pagano Show, let me tell you.
You have all the alcohol in your system.
Yeah,
you got that
for
right
30%
now. I love it.
Although it's usually wiser to pick your granite before you your judgment goes.
Oh, gosh. You know what? That's really, does anybody ever come back and go, I made a wrong decision?
You know, sometimes I've seen it all. You know, I've been there. I've seen husbands left in the parking lot, wife drives off because they can't just come together. It's their home. You know, when it comes to their home, it's one of the biggest decisions they make. And, it's a big investment. It really is. But, I've seen it all. And then I've seen guys walk in with their wives or their wives with their guys, vice versa. And they go, that's the one. That's the one I want. And 5 minutes later,
I just kind of want to ask my little group that's in here in the studio and for you out there thinking about it. Okay, Ed, who makes your decision for you?
There's a reason I live alone.
Okay. How about you, Doug?
That would be my wife, my beautiful, smart, intelligent wife,
who hopefully
is listening. And if she's not listening, please, five of her friends, go ahead and let her know that I said that. She is the boss, and she makes all those decisions regarding our granite and flooring needs.
Okay, there you go. Okay, how about you, Al? Who does that for you?
You know, well, with my experience, I've been lucky. My wife lets me do all that.
Really? And how about you, Tom?
If it's in the kitchen, it's hers.
Oh, okay. So if you put granite in your garage, it's like your
she
choice?
She doesn't go there.
Okay. That's like your man cave,
the man
right?
The man cave is the man cave.
Yeah. All right. How about you, Sean?
Well, when I was married, I definitely would always I would give that off to my wife.
Okay.
But there was generally like a consensus.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because my husband is a contractor, right? And he does definitely have a say in it. But it's funny because he'll be like, oh, my God, I picked this out. Don't you like it? And if I don't, I'm like, it's not really my first choice. What do you mean? What don't you like about it? He's like, totally. And then I'll say, okay, I kind of like this. Yeah, that's way better. You're right. Okay, so.
Sounds like living with an attorney. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. When I did one of my bathroom remodel, my wife said, well, that's just not my style. That's not what I would put in. And then after the whole bathroom got remodeled, all her friends from work, coworkers and whatnot, came in and it's Nadine Cortez, by the way, works at CMH, registered nurse. Anyways, her friends come in and they looked at the bathroom. Oh, what a gorgeous bathroom. So now she likes it.
And she said she did it, correct, right?
Yeah, she helped design it. Yeah.
Well, my wife's an attorney as well. So she's better and smarter than me. So I just go ahead and let that happen.
Smart
and it's all there about you picking go. Your battles and knowing where you need
to. You know how to pick battles.
You know
that's
what?
Right.
That is the, oh, God, I think in your marriage, picking your battles is a huge plus, right?
I just wonder with all this, what he did wrong yesterday. Are you still making up for?
Oh, I love it. All right. Funny. Well, if you are just joining us right now, obviously we are having so much fun in here, and we've been giving lots of stuff away. And so definitely go on my Facebook, log in, like the Kim Pagano Show. We have reached our limit. We are right there. And gosh, you know what? It's all about giving back and finding all the brighter side of the 805. So that's what we do here. I know you have one more thing coming up, right? And that is the Poinsettia Awards,
oh,
right?
The big event, December 12th. And that is the annual awards luncheon where the chamber, the business community, our school district, our city recognize the best of the best. And it's an amazing, I always say when I get to an event, this is my favorite event. But that has to be obviously one of my favorite events for the year, because you walk away seeing all the people who do so many amazing things in our community. And you can't help but feel good that you live where we live.
And you know what? I love that. I mean, seriously, there are so many. I've had so many different things on. We were just talking, Doug and I, Relay of Life. I mean, there's all of the people that are sitting right here. And usually the people that come through my show and, you know, are people that, you know, really, you know, roll their sleeves up and dig right in. And that's what this is all about. That's what makes Ventura County so amazing.
Yes, and that one, and we'll have to talk later, because I know those tickets are still in the vault.
That
is such high demand on those.
Okay.
But talk to me closer to the event, Kim. You always have a way of charming.
All right. Well, thank you. So tell us again a little bit about your trip. That's what I want to hear about.
Oh, this is a chamber every year takes a trip. Last year we went to Budapest, Vienna, and Prague. This year we're going to do Italy. We're staying in one hotel and taking trips.
What part of Italy are you going to?
We're going to be in Tuscany. Okay. Montecatini is the actual name of the town, and it's a great place to stay. It's a spa town, started back in the Roman days, so that'll be fascinating. Then Florence is 40 minutes away. Pisa is an hour. Siena is an hour. We're going to take some day trips to all of those sites. And then, as I said, a day is set aside for wine tasting and visiting vineyards. We have a cooking class in Siena, so I'll come back needing. I wish you had a clothier here, because I think I'm going to need new clothes when I get home.
I don't know. You know what? Just enjoy. I mean, what an experience. How many people are going?
Yes. We have 40 going from our area, plus some friends from the Camarillo Chamber.
That is so cool. Okay, so has everybody been to Italy? Everybody? No.
I haven't. I can't wait to go there. But then again, I'll be the guy that would be out in the granite quarries looking at marble and stuff like that. So I don't know if I belong
one
there.
One of our day trips is to the quarry, but they got the marble for the statues such as David. So
Wow.
We have marble
for
your need.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to miss that then.
All right. Well, I'm really excited. I want to hear all about your trip. And again, let's just kind of regroup on you know, everything that we just talked about. First of all, we've got the Beer Fest, right? And give out that information one more time.
That's this afternoon at 5 o'clock at Moore Park College. And if you don't have your tickets yet, my advice to you is to get there a little early. Get there 4:30 so that you don't end up getting turned away, because we will sell out on this event. So it's today at 5 o'clock at Moore Park College.
And Doug, just in case anybody ever needs your service, you know, it's one of those things that you always want to keep your phone number like in your pocket, but yet at the same time you hope you never need you, right?
I hope that none of your listeners ever need my services, but if you ever do, you can find me at VenturaCriminalDefenseFirm.com or DUIAttorneys-CA.com, or you can just do a Google search for Doug Ridley. You'll find me really easy. Happy to chat with anybody who needs your help. Not that any of your listeners would ever get in trouble.
No.
Absolutely
not.
Definitely not.
All right.
And I'd just like to say, any criminal defense attorney who has DA experience, they know they've done both sides of the courtroom, and they always know how to defend you best.
Have you had experience?
No, but I had a friend who was the DA for the Santa Monica, and he subsequently became a defense attorney, and they rock it.
I love it. Well, we need to get you back on and talk about this, because I think really everybody needs your phone number in their pocket.
Well, I'm certainly happy to do that, and I'll be back anytime. And it's one of those things you hope you never, ever need somebody like me, but you're glad to know me if you do.
What kind of attorney is your wife?
My wife is a general corporate attorney, so she actually was a former prosecutor as well, but she took a different route after she left the DA's office and now protects the company that she works for.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Interesting, too. All right. Then Al Cortez from Surfaces USA, located right here in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, and it's over kind of in the industrial, but it's worth the visit.
Yeah, we had to be in that area for the area, the size of the facility. But yeah, today, right after here, I mean, everyone shoot on over from 9 to 4. We will be doing our grand opening, re-grand opening of our newly designed and remodeled showroom.
What are you going to be doing for your grand opening? Is there anything special happening there?
You know, what we really decided to do, and once again, we're focusing on the customer. We restaff surfaces, and we added more salespeople. We really want to focus on the sell-in instead of the balloons and hot dogs and all that. We really want to focus in on the design part of it.
It's
a serious project.
Yeah.
We know people go in there with serious issues and questions, and we take their job and the project seriously. So
Al, when you do redo your kitchen, your bathroom, your flooring, any of those things, you just upped your value of your home.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I refinanced one of my homes maybe about a year or so ago. And when I did that, they went inside my house and took notes of my countertops and flooring. Never before have I seen that done. So for the first time, I saw that, because now companies, refinance companies, are taking notice of materials that you're using to remodel.
Right. Well, perfect. Again, surfacesusa.com. Check them out. 30% off all of October going into November 2nd.
And a special re-grand opening today.
Right. There you go. All right, Ed, thank you so much for being here.
You are certainly welcome. And I'll say, for those of you who are not lucky enough to win tickets from Kim, you can contact the chamber. Our website is www.venturachamber.com, or call our office at 805-643-7222, and we're more than happy to accommodate you and provide the tickets for all of these great events. So
and they
don't
are
hesitate.
Great events. I'm telling you, you do not want to miss them. Sean Stern, tell everybody, Doppelganger is his new book. You got to get out there. He's got a couple different book signings.
Yeah, I got a book signing today in Malibu, today, October 12th at 2 p.m., and again tomorrow at Calabasas Barnes & Noble at noon. And the novel is Doppelganger. It's a kind of a crime thriller that becomes a sci-fi when the alter egos meet.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being a part of my show. Thank you, Tom. And thank you for all my listeners. Remember, at 2 o'clock, another completely different show. And we've got great guests for that one. And, of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. And it is grow every day. Stop what you're doing long enough to grow. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I'll talk to you a little bit later.